نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance. And we are discussing this topic based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are taking inspiration from what he has said, from the words and the statements that he has mentioned, that are full of wisdom and understanding, that actually give that outlook into how an Islamic system would look like. And Imam Ali alayhi salam has mentioned this issue in various different sermons of Nahjul Balagha. One of those sermons is the sermon number 147, and in that sermon Imam has spoken of certain prophecies, and the reason why we are mentioning these prophecies and why we are bringing them under this topic is to make us realize that the Islamic form of governance is one which wants us to avoid these particular things that Imam Ali alayhi salam is mentioning as a prophecy. And those are some of the basic foundational principles that an Islamic government system needs to stay away from. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the previous session I mentioned, has said in Nahjul Balagha, in this sermon, فَقَدْ نَبَذَ الْكِتَابَ حَمَلَتُهُ, that in the future, or one of the prophecies that he says, that one of the things that will happen is that those people who are charged with carrying the book, they are responsible with regards to applying the book in the society, they will have thrown the book behind their backs. وَتَنْسَاهُ حَفَظَتُهُ, while those who are supposed to protect it, who are supposed to apply it correctly, will have forgotten it. And this is one of the dangers that I mentioned previously and explained, that the community has to protect themselves and avoid.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say, فَالْكِتَابُ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَأَهْلُهُ مَنْفِيَانِ طَرِيدَانِ, that the book of God and the people who adhere to the book of God, who apply the book of God correctly, they are the ones that will be banished. They will be banished from the people. They will be out of the people. They will be taken out. The book itself and those who adhere to it correctly, they have the same destiny. They are those who are banished from the land. such a beautiful statement. I mean, such a realistic. It's not beautiful, but rather it is so true. It is so real. You can feel it today that the book of God, the true religiosity, the soul of religion has been kicked out of the society. It is disliked. It is not wanted in the society. That is how the society has become. فَالْكِتَابُ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَأَهْلُهُ مَنْ فِيَّانِ طَرِيدًا. Not only the book of God, but those who adhere to it. They are disliked. They are not wanted in the communities and the societies. Of course, there are those who apply the religion wrongly and they have a very wretched understanding of religion. Not those. We're talking about those who are truly following it correctly and in the right way. And then he says, وَصَاحِبَانِ مُصْطَحِبَانِ فِي طَرِيقٍ وَاحِدٍ. The people who follow the Quran, the book of God, and the people who adhere to the book of God correctly, they are two friends, they are two companions in one path. لَا يُؤْوِيهِمَا مُؤْوِنٍ. There is no one to give them, a protected place. No one is there to take them, to give them sanctuary. No one is there. The communities are not ready. The people are not ready. The world is not ready to give sanctuary to the true religious people, to the people who speak about the Quran in the right way, in the correct way. فالكتاب وأهله في ذلك الزمان في الناس وليس فيهم. The Quran and the people who adhere to the Quran, it is as if they are in with the people, but they are not with the people. They are there, but they are not there. Their presence is equal to their absence, because they are not effective. They are not being given the chance to be effective. They are not considered, rather, existent entities to be given that value. And what is the reason? Imam Ali alayhi salam explains.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, the reason that Imam Ali alayhi salam explains, لِأَنَّ الظَّلَالَةَ لَا تُوَافِقُ الْهُدَى, is an obvious reason. It's because the society is in misguidance, and misguidance does not conform with guidance. It is a natural result. When people are purposely wanting the path of misguidance, they do not want to adhere, they do not want to be under the bondage of the Sharia. They want to be free. They do not want to bow down to God and follow His commandments. Then if that is the case, then they will not accept guidance. لِأَنَّ الظَّلَالَةَ لَا تُوَافِقُ الْهُدَى وَإِنْ اجْتَمَعَ. Guidance and misguidance do not conform with each other, even though they might be together in one place. You might have people of guidance there, the book of guidance there, and the people of misguidance and their tenets present there, but they will never be able to conform with one another, because that is the nature of guidance and misguidance. And this is truly, these words are truly powerful, truly moving if a person were to read and spend time and to ponder. And they are truly worth that time, really, if a person spends time and thinks about these things and tries to, you know, burn his heart, you know, with these words, a fire that will cleanse their hearts and their souls and the society towards what is right and what is correct. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that that these prophecies do not apply to us. At least we should not be part of this, part of the realization of these prophecies, and that we should be instead that force that is following the correct form of guidance and will slowly change the status quo towards what is correct, and bring back the Islamic society to its glittering state. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه